And see, my daughter didn't want to come to me because she knew I would not focus all of her anger and problems on everyone else. I would cause her to deal with her own heart. That I wouldn't get into gossiping about what everybody else is doing, but I'm going to make her deal with her own hurt and rejection. And see, when you can't receive correction, admonition, whose voice are you listening to? Be subject to the Father's mission and live. Be subject to the father of lies. And you can't walk in what God has created you to do. Be a gift of love to the next person you meet today. My daughter says, Dad, would you pray with me? There's something in me that is against you. Would you pray with me? I'd love to. And she said, but I don't want you using any of those counseling techniques, you know, none of that stuff. So my wife and I go in and sit down with her in our study, and we just ask, Father, show me at what time, at what moment my daughter stopped receiving me as her father. When she stopped receiving me? She said, Dad, remember when you left? I was a Salvation Army officer, straight out of Bible school in 84, and I left in 86, and got involved in other church movement. But she said, Dad, remember when you left the Salvation Army and you went back fishing? I was a fishing boat captain. I've never had a real job. All I've ever done is preach and captain fishing boats. That's not work. You know, there's no work involved with that. Oh boy. Remember when you went back to sea fishing? How old was I then? Well, you were about 5. And I was working for this wealthy businessman that had this, you know, $500,000 yacht, and it was like going out fishing for blue marlin and sailfish and wahoo and mahi-mahi, but you're fishing out of your living room, you know, all this air conditioning and heated and just really plush in there, and I'm sitting in on the overstuffed chair, and my wife brings my daughter down to see me one day at the dock and puts my daughter onto the back of the boat. My daughter comes running into me, and all she wanted was a hug from Dad. She just wanted a moment of comfort and affection. But as she ran into Dad, she came and jumped in my lap, knee first. Oh, yeah. I mean, it got me. And it was just a response that as I got in touch with some of the deepest hidden core pain of my life, there was nothing in me wanted to hurt my daughter. But it was just a defensive act. As she jumped, I've been over in pain. I threw her about 8 or 10 feet across the room onto the sofa on the other side of the room. Now, it didn't hurt her physically. I rolled out on the floor in agony. I mean, when I could finally breathe again in about 2 or 3 minutes, I crawled up on my knees, but my daughter's there screaming uncontrollably because here she'd run to her daddy. And all she wanted was, I just want a hug. I just want a hug. She came in the other day, and the publisher for my book, it's coming out on all this, gave me 3 days to get it done, and I looked at it, and I had to put 140 hours into it in about 10 days' time, and I mean, 14 hours a day trying to get it to where I was happy with it and working on it, and I tend to, when I get on deadlines, watch out, because our home loses the sense of being home. My daughter walks in, 20 years old. Daddy, you still love me? I tell you how much I love you every day. I just don't feel like it with the spirit that's in the house. Now, how hard would you hit her if it was your daughter? Daddy, I just need to be hugged. You're too busy. That woke me up. That when I begin to live life as if I don't have a home, then everybody around me